Well, there's a little chaos, a little dissension in the kingdom known as the Golden State Warriors. I have Hall of Famer Rick Barry joining Kylan Mills to give us some. I don't know what better perspective we can get, Kylan, than a Hall of Famer and a Warriors legend. So let's get right into it. This is Locked On Warriors.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for making Locked On Warriors your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. You can follow NBA Hall of Famer Rick Barry on Twitter at Rick24Barry. And someone help the man with his Instagram account. He's got almost 15,000 followers there. No one from Facebook or Instagram is responding to him. He can't access his account. Someone help the man. What is going on?
It's the most ridiculous thing ever for me. And they can't even have customer service to help you get back online. They said they're going to text me a coach, sent back stuff. I'm sick and tired of having to do it, but I understand the capabilities of what you can do with Instagram and Facebook and what have you, but it would be not a service. You could actually use the apps. That would be great.
Yes, sir. But let's get into what's going on with the Warriors and why we brought you in. You got a plane to catch. I know you're going, I think, to Florida, right? Is that where you're heading?
No, Hall of Fame charity event down there that I'm going off to play in the World Senior Pickleball Championship.
There you go. Okay, so that's where you're heading. Exactly. And you can follow Kylan Mills on Twitter at Kylan Mills. But Rick, I want to get right into this with you. Yesterday, the news broke that Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole in the face. These two have a volatile history. Jordan Poole's rookie year, Draymond Green personally asked to have his locker right next to his. So they have a close relationship, but like two brothers, sometimes they fight. You've been in the locker room, obviously. What is your perspective on the dissension between Poole and Draymond?
Well, first of all, it's unfortunate that it's happening. You never want to see that. Is it a huge deal? Well, it'll only be a huge deal if either one of the two isn't and say, hey, it happened, it's over with, let's move on. We have more important things to deal with and boil down to. It's not really even forgivable because with your teammate, and if you do, you should be apologizing afterwards. I've not seen it happen in all the years that I played. Occasionally it does happen. You hear about those things. They need to work it out between themselves. I'm sure that the team is going to step in and have them say, look, we're the defending champions in the NBA. We need to put this behind this and not metal impact on the team, and the only way that would become detrimental is if it's not mature enough to put this behind them. So I'm hoping that that's going to be the case, that they will work it out between themselves. And you don't have to be the best of friends on the court. We had issues on some teams that I was on, not the Warriors championship team, and we had none whatsoever on that. But in the past, I've seen it, and you don't have to go out to dinner with everybody, go visit them at their hugs and stuff. Hey, when you walk on that court, you have your uniform on and you're playing ball, you're in any personal animosity or any personal feelings you have, they're put in the closet. It's not about you as an individual and the relationship you have with some of your teammates off the court. It's how you hope and pray that that's the case with the Warriors.
Absolutely. Look, you got a plane to catch. I'm going to set you loose. But again, follow Rick Barry on Twitter at Rick24Barry. Someone help the man, please, with his Instagram account. This is an SOS. Help Hall of Famer Rick Barry with his Instagram account. He can't access it. And just message him. They can message me. I'll relay the message to Rick. Rick, have a safe travels. You're a pickleball legend. LeBron James and Draymond Green bought a team. Clearly, the sport's very popular. So thanks for popping in for a few minutes. Any last words before he sets you free?
No, it's just very exciting to see what's going to happen with this Warriors team. So we'll be on top of it as the you guys have a great show. Take care.
You too, Rick. And again, Rick and I host a show together called the Rick Barry Show, and download the Mic'd Up app. It's where Rick's show is live, and we host a lot of programs there together. Rick, always a pleasure, sir. You are a legend. I love you, sir. And that is Hall of Famer Rick Barry. Let me get the background fix for you, Kylan. And let's start with you. Kylan, what is – oh, wait, is Rick back? Rick, do you have any final words, or was that just an accident? Oh, no, he just left. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. He's a Hall of Famer. I respect all Hall of Famers, but Rick is a close friend of mine. Let me get your background set up here, Kylan. What are your first reactions to this? I mean, this is look, Rick just revealed a few interesting things there. He said that he never experienced this. That's a little shocking. I'm surprised by that. So this is not a normal thing. I kind of thought it was. What is your first reaction to the reports? And we'll get a lot more into this, obviously, factually and what information we have. But yeah, your first reaction, please. And welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm also a little bit surprised that Rick said he's never personally witnessed something like that happen during his, you know, lengthy and healthy career. Because just based on what you hear from chatter from some of the old NBA players, you hear about reports of like Steve Kerr and Michael Jordan going at it. There used to be a lot more that happened in the locker rooms that didn't get talked about or didn't get out of the locker rooms back in the day before social media, before everyone has a cell phone and is taking a video, before there are people leaking it to the press who are then running to Twitter and running to other social media outlets. So based on everything, just in the grand scheme that I've heard from former players, like, well, you know, like a lot more used to go in the locker rooms that you can't get away with these days. And one of those things that I've heard mentioned, and I would assume would be, you know, discord amongst team members, whether it be pushing, shoving, fighting, whatever. I think it's very clear that punching a teammate is crossing a line. There's no questions asked. I think obviously it's a concern this happened and it's not a good thing. It's just not a reason to panic because I do think there is some merit to the argument that, you know, brothers fight, this is a family. They're going to be people who maybe rub each other the wrong way. And there's going to be players who are very competitive and get heated in the moment. And you know, I grew up with a sister who's very close to me in age and we had different personalities and, oh, we fought hard. Now I never punched her in the face. So I do still think it is a little bit concerning, especially given Draymond Green's age. He should be a little bit more mature than that to be able to control his emotions because he knows better. The reports are out that he was very apologetic afterwards, which is great. But, you know, he knows better, basically. Draymond Green knows better than to punch a teammate at practice. I'm not surprised by the fact that those two were the ones going at it because they do have a history of, like I kind of mentioned, maybe just rubbing each other the wrong way. I think their personalities just kind of mesh that way and that they can, you know, just create a little bit of conflict. And we've seen it in game broadcasts where they were kind of yelling at each other. And you've heard reports about, you know, those two just being a little bit heated in practice and getting into verbal arguments. Obviously, this is taking it to a whole different level, but doesn't surprise me that it's these two because it just seems like their personalities kind of clash.
Yes.
And then the next thing is that it did surprise me a little bit based on Draymond Green's age, maturity. He's a businessman. He's been in this league for a long time. He knows that he can't do that. He knows the ramifications. So I'm a little bit surprised, as much as he is an emotional player and a hot player, that he didn't check himself before getting to that point. However, the main thing that I think Rick hit on that is the most important thing about this entire incident is the way these two respond is going to determine how it affects the team or doesn't affect the team. Because, you know, you've got people you love that you can get into spats with, but are you holding a grudge? Do you hold on to that at all? Does this continue? Does this carry over into the next day? Is this something they can both let go? And they both have to be really mature about it. And, you know, I can't tell you, I don't know Draymond Green and Jordan Poole in their personal lives as to if this is something they would ever hold a grudge on. You would think because they're both professionals, they've both played the sport for a long time, that they would be able to move on and that they've dealt with something like this before. Or maybe you get into it with a teammate and you let it go, you move on, the next day you're back to work because this is a team that has championship aspirations and there's just no room for any type of discord, dissension, or hard feelings. So that's ultimately it. Will there be hard feelings on either side or will they both be mature about it and be able to just move forward and completely wipe the slate clean? That's the question. The fact that Draymond was really apologetic afterwards, according to reports, is really encouraging because I think, you know, that's the first step is, you know, realizing you did something wrong, apologizing, taking ownership and responsibility of it. And then hopefully from Jordan Poole's side, that's where I would more maybe have a question just because he is a little bit of a younger player. And he also is a player with a little bit of attitude and a little bit of flair. And I don't know that he's necessarily a hothead, but you can definitely tell he runs his mouth. So, you know, I think that he just, you know, I think it's really important that Jordan Poole is able to let this go and is able to move on and, you know, just really try to mend the relationship.
Yeah, there, and there's a lot of dynamics to it. We'll get a lot more into this The Warriors just announced that they're going to have that they are having open practice today. I didn't think they were. I didn't hear from anyone recently until just I got an email, and it's practice is open. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more coming out soon. They're going to address the media at approximately 12 p.m., which probably likely means more like 1 p.m. Pacific time. First, I want to give some love to a longtime sponsor of this program, Bet Online. Let's get that overlay. There's a beautiful overlay. BetOnline.net is your number one source for football betting information this season. And Jimmy Shapiro, the president and CEO of Bet Online, emailed me some interesting lines we could discuss here real quick. And the most improved player of the year award lines have been released. Anthony Edwards is the favorite at 10-1. Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Brunson, Zion Williamson, who actually I think is going to win it, and Anfernee Simons round out the top five. Anyone stick out to you? Jordan Poole is mentioned in here, but I think he did too good last year. I don't know. He's at 28-1. Any thoughts on betting on a most improved player for this coming season?
Interesting. I hadn't really thought about that. I think that Jordan Poole was too good last year. I mean, I think maybe if he comes off the bench again, he would be good for a sixth man of the year award. I would love to see that happen for Jordan Poole.
Agreed.
As far as making bets though, I don't know yet.
All right. Sounds good. Well, regardless, just go to betonline.net to get that information. You can find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, in-depth articles, and analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sport wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. Head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline is where the game starts.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
For making Locked On Warriors your first listen every day, make sure you check out the Ultimate Pro Basketball Preview. It starts October 10th. It's a 6-episode extravaganza to get you ready for the NBA season. The local team experts and the NBA insiders of the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey all combining into one Ultimate NBA Preview. It starts October 10th. Search for Ultimate Pro Basketball Preview 2022 on your Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow Kyle Mills on Twitter at Kyle Mills. You can follow me, Cyrus Sautzes, on Twitter at Dog Surf Rocho. You know, these two got into it last year. It was a game back in November, if I remember correctly, where it was a video that went viral. It was Draymond Green and Jordan Poole yelling at each other during a timeout. I don't know if you remember that. Right. It was fairly early in the season. Yep. Raised eyebrows. They shrugged it off. Everyone moved on. Kylan, you pointed out during the summer that Jordan Poole did not attend Draymond Green's wedding. And we both kind of raised our eyebrows at that. A few others also didn't, but Poole's was the notable absence. Look, Draymond Green is a Michigan State kid. Jordan Poole's a Michigan kid. There's always an inherent rivalry there, but I doubt that's going to make things personal. Here's my opinion on this, is that Jordan Poole and Draymond Green are two very type A individuals, all right? They both are very vocal. They both are very brash. And so sometimes when you have two individuals like that on the same team, you're going to see heads butt. Now, the altercation last November, Draymond Green was very warranted in being upset because Jordan Poole was not in the right position to take an open three. I think he did a poor cut. Draymond Green was calling him out. But again, Draymond Green's delivery style is not for everyone. You know, some people just do not tolerate another human being, especially when you're a grown adult, talking to you like that. And I think Jordan Poole is one of those folks. Now, here's where it gets complicated. Draymond Green wants a contract extension. He's 32 years old. He's not a spring chicken anymore. And so he's making $25 million this year. He has a player option next year for $25 million, which all indications are he's probably going to exercise out of it and become an unrestricted free agent. Now, Jordan Poole, all reports are indicating, is going to sign a lucrative contract extension soon to avoid hitting the potential open market next year. He will be a restricted free agent if they don't sign that extension this month. So again, the Warriors still have the power, but if he's in the open market, there's a very strong chance he might be offered a max deal, and that's the only way you keep him. Whereas now the Warriors are hoping maybe you offer less than the max, but because it's guaranteed money, it's still big money, they're hoping he accepts it and they move on. where Draymond Green's animosity might come in is that the Warriors told him point blank, we're not giving you a max deal. You're not, we know you want a max extension. We're not giving that to you. They've flat out said that. Draymond's acknowledged it. But then from Draymond Green's perspective, you're now seeing your teammate, someone who's 9 years younger than you, 8, 9 years, who's about to get paid handsomely. Now, speculation out of Warriors training camp is that Jordan Poole is not being shy about this contract extension. Supposedly, he is bragging about it. He's excited about it. And this is where it might be rubbing Draymond Green the wrong way, is that Draymond Green, his elder by 8, 9 years, wants a contract extension. He's been with this team for 4 championships, been a vital component in it. And he's watching this kid, 8, 9 years younger, about to sign a contract extension, meaning he's looking at his money that he feels entitled to going to his teammate Jordan Poole. There might be some animosity brewing because of that. So that's my thought on it. What are your thoughts, Kylan?
Yeah, I'm curious how much truth there is to that report, because I saw that as well, that supposedly Jordan Poole has been very forthcoming and, you know, has had a little bit of bravado in regards to those contract negotiations and apparently him being close to Kwan since he's, you know, puffing his chest out a little bit of practice.
Yeah.
That being said, Draymond Green has been in this long enough. I don't think that would be a factor that would potentially rub him the wrong way in regards to his own contract situation. Like, hey, he's taking money away from me, whatever, whatever. Because, at least I would hope, because this Warriors group has always been really good about being team players. I mean, Steph Curry even has taken pay cuts in order to allow the team to be better. Or, you know, some of their stars have been willing to do what it takes on a star negotiation in order to make sure they're able put together a championship roster from top to bottom, which can be challenging when you have one of the best players on the planet, like Steph Curry, and you have so many veterans who want to get paid in addition to needing to bring in young talent and to bring in the role players necessary to win a championship. And that's one of the reasons why I think the Warriors have been so great, is because they've been able to do that, and their veterans and their stars understand what is necessary, and they've been selfless in that process. So I would hope that Draymond Green would be a little bit more selfless and to be a team player, to recognize that this is what's best for the team and that keeping Jordan Poole around is really good for the Warriors short and long term. I think more so it's just like the personalities butting heads. And then potentially if let's say, you know, Jordan Poole was just jarring a little bit and was acting a little bit more cocky at practice, Draymond Green just wanting to humble him, because that's Draymond Green. You know, he sees a young guy coming out here and yapping and puffing his chest out, he's going to put him in his place, you know, because that's the way he's been throughout his career. It's funny you mentioned the Jordan Poole incident. I also remember an incident, and I can't remember what game it was, where he was like yelling at Wiseman and getting in Wiseman's face, and he ended up getting a technical because the ref thought that he was yelling at him or the opponent, because he was like, there's no way Draymond Green could be yelling that animated
that's at right.
his teammate. He must be yelling at me or the opponent, and he got attacked. Do you remember that? I can't remember what game that was.
Vividly, yes.
You kind of touched on, like, that's just like his leadership style. Like, A, if you're a young buck who maybe, you know, is feeling themselves a little too much, Draymond Green's going to humble you. If he feels like you did something, you know, wrong on the court, or he wants to teach you, or he's frustrated or whatever, he has a certain delivery style, like you mentioned, you know, and he's very animated and he's going to get very heated about it. And that's just the way he's been. And I totally agree. Not everyone is going to gel with that, and not everyone is going to be okay with that. I mean, me personally, like, I've played competitive sports for years, and like, I've had coaches get in, you know, get a little bit louder, or yell at me like that. But especially like as you get older, to have a teammate, you know, you're supposed to see eye to eye. You want to be, you know, you're supposed to be colleagues. And especially for Jordan Poole, being a young player who wants to prove himself, you know, he maybe doesn't want to get scolded by the big brother. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I think I don't want to read too much into the tea leaves at this point, as far as like the contract situations and in, you know, that kind of thing being a factor. I'm hoping that it's just a case of where these two personalities have always butted heads. And, you know, that was just a little bit inflamed because maybe Jordan Poole is bringing a little bit more bravado to training camp because of his extension. And he's young, and this is the first time he's getting big bucks. So it's understandable that he might be excited, or he might want to talk about it, or he might be feeling himself. And I think that Draymond Green recognizes whatever happened, that he was in the wrong for ultimately escalating it to that level.
Yeah. And Connor Letourneau, a great friend of the program, he comes on regularly. Not as much now because he's turned into an enterprise reporter and he's busy with his big investigative stories these days, where he was the beat reporter the last 5 years, which made him a lot more available. But he mentioned that Draymond and Jordan Poole do have a close relationship. Like they're not enemy, not, you know, but again, sometimes two friends, especially two friends with, who are just, you know, they're brash, they're type A, which means they're very confident. You know, they can be outspoken. I mean, sometimes two people like that do butt heads. It happens. Draymond Green was reportedly apologetic. What makes things complicated in terms of a suspension, because supposedly, look, they were supposedly like bumping chests, they were jawing at each other, and then Draymond threw a punch. And that's where I think a lot of people think the line may be crossed, is that suddenly makes it a violent act. So reportedly there is going to be some sort of disciplinary action. What makes things a little complicated, and again, by the time this is published, who knows what new information comes out. Again, the Warriors will have an open practice today, which is a little surprising. They were scheduled to have a scrimmage, so I'm sure there'll be more information coming out for that. And Kylan, by the way, you're normally with me Mondays, Fridays, but you got a trip this weekend, so CJ Holmes will hopefully still join me tomorrow. His hands just got a lot busier, but what complicates this a lot is that opening night is ring night, and you can't suspend him for that, right? I mean, you can't, like, Draymond Green is part of this dynasty. So I'm sure the front office is trying to come up with a creative way to send a message to Draymond. Like, look, you can't just punch your teammates, even if you are being remorseful, even if it is just two testosterone driven human beings, just kind of butting heads. But yeah, you can't suspend them for game one. So I don't know what I don't know what they're going to come up with, because opening night is ring night. But there's also something else with Draymond Green, and I want to play this this clip. You know, and a lot of Warriors fans hate that Draymond and LeBron James are friends. They're close. And LeBron James was at Draymond's wedding. You know, Draymond can't seem to stop glowingly praising LeBron James, even though he's been a rival of the Warriors for so many years. You know, nobody in Dub Nation's forgetting 2016, the step over, the consequential suspension that cost the Warriors that repeat championship in their 73-win season. Look, a lot of people don't like that, and I understand it. I get it. It's weird. With that said, they're close. And so Draymond Green was on LeBron James's production company's show, The Shop. It's kind of like a talk format. It's like a round table. And so here is Draymond talking about playing against lesser teams in the NBA versus getting up for the top-notch competition. Here's Dre.
It's not a night that I show up and I don't want to be a dog, especially if it's LeBron coming in, if it's a Giannis coming in. Some of the games I live for.
Easy. You ready for them?
Easy. It's the nights I show up and we playing against the sorry motherfuckers.
The Sacramento Kings.
I can't play.
Who, the Kings?
The Kings stinks. You name them. OKC right now.
OKC.
Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's hard those nights.
The Kings may get better this year, I hope. But, you know, it's like, how am I supposed to get myself up with this engine? And
because you done
like,
played so many big-time games.
To fucking on this soft Tuesday.
Yeah.
To fucking play on this.
I sincerely apologize for the profanities for the podcast. I'll try to edit that out. For the video, that's just going in. But nonetheless, you know, that's how he feels. It's funny. What were your thoughts of Draymond talking about not necessarily being motivated against the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Sacramento Kings? I love that those two teams are the ones picked on in that segment. Your thoughts?
I know, the poor Thunder and Kings. Like, they've just become, you know, like, I don't even know what the word is. They're getting stomped on. I think the Kings aren't going to be bad this year, okay? And they got Mike Brown, and they got Leandro Barbosa, and maybe they won't be that bad. I was trying to read right now that there is an ESPN report out that Jay Williams, one of ESPN's analysts, is saying that he believes this will be Draymond's last season, and that's what he's hearing.
I interrupt you 1 second here? I don't understand why anyone ever cares what Jay Williams says. I just want to throw it out there. I have an inside source at ESPN that Jay Williams hiring that directly caused mass dissension within the NBA flanks of ESPN, because a lot of producers and other hosts there still do not understand why they picked him to be one of the voices for ESPN. I mean, he had a very unsuccessful NBA career. His opinions to me are blasphemous at times. very ignorant. He's oftentimes been blatantly factually incorrect, especially when talking about the Warriors, showing me he never does his research. So I just want to throw that in there real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Kylan, but Jay Williams, when I hear people repeat his opinion, that's just an opinion, it always kind of throws me off a little bit, because I'm like, why do we care so much what Jay Williams has to say? I digress. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful to you, Kylan, but continue on. Thank you. Sorry.
So here's the thing. There's a lot of people out there who've been Warriors haters, and ultimately it's each individual's, you know, audience member, readers, whatever. It's their prerogative to decide how much you want to take this with a grain of salt or not with a grain of salt. I just out of curiosity, because the NBC Sports Bay Area tweeted out an article in regards to what he's saying. I'm curious as to what he is saying.
Well, I think what I saw that too, and that's why it triggered me a little bit. I was triggered. Not really. But Jay Williams supposedly thinks this is probably Draymond Green's last year with the Warriors. How does Jay Williams know that? He has no inside sources with the Warriors. That is just his opinion. And I'm not criticizing Jay Williams for being a Warriors hater. Whether or not he is, that's beside the point. I've just been listening to that man talk so much on ESPN. He's been called out for being blatantly factually incorrect. I remember one year, like 2-3 years ago, he was like, the Warriors don't have anyone on their coaching staff who can teach defense to these guys. Ron Adams is a defensive specialist. He had to apologize like the next day because someone called him out for that. They're like, they actually have a defensive specialist as a coach on the staff, as an assistant, and Ron Adams. And he was like, oh, I didn't know that. It's like, then why are you talking? Like, do your research, man. And that's why I have strong feelings about Jay Williams. I digress. I'm sorry.
No, I had no idea that I was going to set you off like this. It's just something that, like, it literally like popped up.
He bugs me a little bit. Yeah, but I digress.
I get ESPN notifications on my laptop, and it'll show if it's something like related to the Warriors or 49ers. And the article, there was like an article that popped up, and then I opened up Twitter and I saw it on NBC Sports Bay Area as well. So I'm like, huh, I'm going to click this. I did not know that was going to. That was going to send you on a tangent, but all right.
Hope it entertained people. I know, but any last thoughts? I'm guessing either this issue is just going to die and we'll forget about it in a month from now, except for randomly bringing it up as an anecdote, or maybe this gets into something bigger. I don't know. Like, do you have any last thoughts? I mean, I think we've covered
I do want to ask you a question, because while Jay Williams may not be a reliable source on any Warriors information, and he's not. But
hey, NBA, I say NBA, all NBA, but that's my opinion on it. Yeah.
But the question was raised on social media amongst a number of different insiders and fans. Do you think this could affect, and the relationship or any type of tension between Poole and Draymond Green could affect his future with the organization?
I think as long as Stephen Curry views Draymond Green as a vitally important component in the dynasty, Draymond, there's always going to be a huge, strong possibility he stays. Steph loves him. I mean, Draymond Green is his enforcer. Draymond Green has his back. Steph has acknowledged publicly, repeatedly, that a huge variable for his success is Draymond Green being by his side. I mean, they're incredible pick and roll partners. They know each other on the court like no one else. Draymond is insanely loyal to Steph off the court. He has his back 100%, even with his friendship to LeBron James. If anything, Draymond's brought LeBron and Steph closer together. Those two used to be like really heated rivals. I mean, there was a genuine dislike between those two. Now there isn't. LeBron routinely praises Steph, talks about playing together. And that's because of Draymond. So I don't think this matters in terms of the big picture. I don't. This is nothing new. Andre Iguodala came out and voiced support publicly on social media for both players. You know, I think this is something that's going to be swept under the rug. I hope. This is just my opinion. That's what I think. I think ultimately this will blow over. But again, we'll find out more. Again, Warriors practices today. I was going to go originally, but I found out that they're holding it way earlier than they have been during training camp. I don't think it could make it now. So we're going to find out from other reporters what goes on. What do you think to that same question?
It depends, obviously, on how they both respond to the situation. Like, if there were to be, like, tension or discord, or, you know, maybe this happens again, not even if it goes to blows, but maybe they continue to fight, then I think maybe it's something that the front office thinks about. That would be if this happens again multiple times, and if they feel like it's affecting the rest of the team, if the Warriors front office feels like it's affecting the rest of the team, then I could see maybe you have to make some tough decisions if you do have two players who, you know what, they put up with each other on the court, but they don't like each other. However, I also want to say, don't think them not liking each other is the case. You mentioned them having a close relationship. It's just, like I said, especially two guys who are competitors in the heat of the moment have those certain types of personalities that at times will clash. So I don't think necessarily that they even don't like each other. I mean, just that's the only way I feel like it would affect the long-term plan, is if like this continued to be a problem over the course of the season and they weren't able to get over it and move past it, things continue to bubble up. If they're getting in verbal arguments or heated on the bench every now and then, like who cares? Like that happens in basketball, it happens in competition, it happens in families. Like, whatever. Obviously, the concerning part is something coming to blows, ever. You know, and it's like, if that were to happen again, then it's like, okay, maybe we have a real issue here. Happening one-off time where, you know what I mean, just something put Draymond over the top. He did something he regrets. He's apologetic. I just don't think that's any reason to be concerned that it's a long-term issue or a reason to affect the Warriors' long-term plan. I think the Warriors need both these players to run it back this season. And if they got both of them back next season, I think that would also be critical in them potentially looking to three-peat if they can repeat this season first. I think that's time. That's the signal that it's time to end.
Real quick, before we wrap it up, I want to add one thing here. I do think that Warriors front office has to take some responsibility for this. I mean, you basically – Draymond wants an extension. And look, if he's playing – if he's presenting a very hard line where he's like max or nothing, you know, that's a tough spot. The front office, I support them in saying – we're not going to give you a max, Dre. You're going to turn 33. You have a bad back. We love everything you've done for this organization, but a max deal is a ton of money. I don't know if we could do that. But if there's flexibility, if Draymond's willing to negotiate, I think the front office has to take a little responsibility here, given you should be aware of the fact that you have two star players, both due for contract extensions. You're rewarding one of them who's younger and unproven. You're not rewarding another one who's been there and is proven. And that could cause dissension. And if that's the root of this, the front office has to take a little responsibility and has to look in the mirror and rethink and reevaluate things in terms of who they're going to give money to, who's getting contract extensions, and how to maintain harmony in a year where the Warriors are primed to repeat as world champions. I also want to say happy birthday to Jonathan Kuminga. He's no longer 19. Happy 20th, kid. Still a kid, but happy 20th birthday.
Still can't drink alcohol, which is always hilarious to me. It's like watching these NBA players. Oh, look, Jonathan Kuminga put up 20 points. He still can't go buy a beer after. Like, that's always wild to me.
Unless they play the Raptors. In Canada, you can be 19 and drink. So. And which was kind of funny because of this offseason, it was rumored. I don't want to say this as fact, but it was speculated that Kuminga was in Vancouver. And I was thinking like, oh, wow, you could drink up there. Yeah, good for you, kid. Have fun. So any last thoughts before we wrap it up?
No, I mean, I don't think this is a reason to panic. I think Draymond Green deserves some type of disciplinary action because he did cross a line. He gets a lot of free reign in this organization. I think they do need to put him in check a little bit. I think the organization does need to respond at least and just say, hey, slap on the wrist. You can't do this. Something does need to, he does deserve some type of disciplinary action, whatever they decide is appropriate. Assuming both of them can move on from this and, you know, like you kind of said, sweep it under the rug, water under the bridge, if they can be mature about it, recognize it was something in the heat of the moment. It's something where, you know, hard feelings don't linger. I think the Warriors will be fine. I think they'll be able to run it back and continue the success that they've had. I just do think that it's really important, though, they both handle this super maturely and that they make an effort to try to, you know, just mend any type of even temporary discord and, you know, just make sure that they move forward. Both of them move forward from this.
Absolutely. Have fun on your trip. Can we say what it is?
Yeah, I'm going to Scottsdale for a bachelor party.
Nice. Have fun.
And I have a soccer great game I'm doing tonight on the Pac-12 Network. So
nice. There you go. Weekend. Have fun. yeah. So, and again, on the next show, CJ Holmes was scheduled. Let's hope he still sticks to that. Should be. Come on, make it through. I know you got new deadlines, new angles, new story ideas, but hopefully you can make 30 minutes for your boy. And have fun, Kylan, on your trip. We'll see you again on Monday. Thank you, everyone.